Greetings and salutations. Welcome to the emergency line of the San Angeles Police Department. If you prefer an automated response, press 1 now.
No guns, no foul language, no red meat.
Land of the free.
Dallas Multi Pass.
You know how it is. Bump into each other, sparks happen.
Anyway, we're in love.
It's Friday when we talk about the weekend's movie releases here on The Takeaway. And as usual, here to help with all your weekend movie needs, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Hi, Rafer.
Hi, Todd.
Great to have you back. I hope you had some good time in the summer.
I did indeed, out in Michigan. Very beautiful.
Fantastic. Michigan, that's great. Well, we've got two films on tap today. We're going to talk about Morgan from director Luke Scott. We're also going to talk about The Light Between Oceans, starring Michael Fassbender. And I have trivia for you, by the way. Speaking of Michael Fassbender, don't answer now. We're going to hold this till the end. I'm going to play you an audio clip. Listeners, if you know the answer, you can tweet me at The Takeaway. If you think you know it, we might get your answer on the show. Michael Fassbender is starring in The Light Between the Oceans. Name this movie that features Michael Fassbender.
I say tell everyone everything. Why cover anything up, right?
You might want to listen to his voice and the quality of his voice there. That's a hint. Rafer's thinking about it.
All right.
Let's go to Light Between the Oceans, directed by Derek. How do I pronounce that? Cian France. Who directed The Place Between Beyond the Pines, which I loved.
Uh huh. And also Blue Valentine.
Yeah.
So this is the story. Michael Fassbender plays a World War I veteran, shell shocked, comes back to Australia. He wants to isolate himself in a lighthouse. He's going to work as a lighthouse keeper, the most isolated job he can find. He marries a woman there. They live together in the lighthouse. They can't conceive, but one day the tide brings in a dinghy that contains a perfectly healthy baby.
And this represents a major conflict.
This represents a major conflict. Also in the dinghy is a dead man. But the woman, played by Alicia Vikander, really wants this baby. So they decide to keep it, which clearly is not the right thing. And when they learn that the baby's mother is still out there looking for that baby 5 years later, things begin to kind of unravel.
The trailer here suggested a real rich sort of period piece feel, a lot of on-beach cinematography. It looked nice.
Yeah, it's all shot in New Zealand and Australia. It looks beautiful. The cinematography is gorgeous. Fassbender is great. Vikander is great. Rachel Weisz, who plays the baby's real mother, great acting all the way around. Somehow, though, the story feels very contrived, and I just kind of couldn't get into it, and I wasn't sure what all this emotion and drama was really trying to tell me in the end. It's like a beautiful painting, but it didn't really seem like a work of art to me, if you know what I mean.
There's a bit of a sharp turn now to the sci-fi horror thriller Morgan,
yes,
which looked pretty cool to me. Now, this is about a corporate risk management consultant has to go back and decide whether to terminate a project.
Yes, that's an artificial intelligence, sort of an artificial life being. This risk management consultant, played by Kate Mara, refuses to call this thing a girl. It's played by Anya Taylor-Joy, plays Morgan. She won't call it a girl. She calls it an it, even though everyone else, all the scientists, the people who created her and made her alive, feel very familial, paternal toward her, even when she maims and kills them. they feel very warmly toward Morgan. And I love these kinds of movies. And this one is pretty good, but it really reminded me a lot of Blade Runner. And I kept wondering why it reminded me so much of Blade Runner. It's because Luke Scott is Ridley Scott's son. And I kept thinking, I don't know, I would have wanted a little more originality for my directorial debut, but it's still not a bad film.
And I got a couple of flavors off of Stranger Things when I watched the trailer. I don't know if that's right, but there is a project of a young girl who turns out to be more than she seems, and the adults around her are completely confused and befuddled by it. So I'm making a bit of a connection there. I make a connection to everything with Stranger Things. Let's get to trivia before I let you go. I asked you to name this film with Michael Fassbender.
I say tell everyone everything. Why cover anything up?
Rafer?
Right?
I'm stumped, Todd. Stumped.
That's Frank from 2014, where he was in the band with the Paper Mache.
A movie I love, by the way.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Sorry you didn't get it.
Me too.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.